Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way the female high school teacher smashes students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is a terrifying thought. Bill Clinton thinks that Gavin Newsom will be the next president. If he does, then people not only will be leaving California, but will probably be leaving America entirely. Then again, Bill Clinton thought that Hillary would be the next president, and look how well that turned out. But if Newsom does win, then you know that this is going to be a picture of the White House lawn. I hope that Newsom doesn't become the next commander-in-chief. Moving on, when you look at this, it looks like the Holocaust has become a billion-dollar grift for many folks. These ones claims to have been in the camps, yet it was proven to be a fantasy or a hoax. I'm sure there are a lot of true stories, but it really is telling when there are so many people out there faking it. Soon it's coming to an end, though, because most people aren't going to buy that there are still 110-year-old Holocaust survivors. Number three, regardless of the idea that Japan isn't welcoming in enrichment, there are Indians there now, and now Indian migrants are getting involved in Japanese politics. This guy sure looks like a fine Japajit, and I'd vote for him. Just kidding. As far as I'm concerned, every country should ban foreigners from getting political power in their country. Also, why am I not surprised that the far left in Japan nominated this guy as their candidate? Up next, take a look at what PETA put up. I don't know about you, but it seems like they're a bunch of furries for posting this. They try and make you feel guilty for eating a turkey, but in 2024, they euthanized 79% of the dogs and cats they rescued. But that's okay, because in Canada, here we just call that healthcare. It's ironic that they're a bunch of vegans who are the leading cause of animal death in the form of people's former pets. Number five, what do these four men have in common? By the way they're sitting, I think it's possible that they probably have tiny weenies. Maybe they are also bunnies of Epstein. I tried sitting like that years ago and I couldn't because it was way too uncomfortable. I don't even wear tidy whities because they're uncomfortable as well. The first time I put on boxers in my early teens, I felt normal down there for the first time ever. I don't think these guys have testicles, and that's why they can sit like that. Moving on, all the things above from 1985 fit in a modern smartphone. But what else is in your phone that's missing? I think Playboy magazines and calculators. Although there's probably a calculator on a laptop, so that doesn't really count. Also, that doesn't look like 1985. More like sometime in the early 90s. That MacBook and Newton are definitely from 93. I remember guys having the Walkman in high school back in the mid-90s. Regardless, this is a visual representation of Moore's Law, and the shrinking size and increased use and number of transistors. Number seven, at the University of Waterloo in Canada, they created a tiny robot no bigger than a grain of rice. They can actually travel into your body and dissolve kidney stones. I wish I had that 5 years ago when I had my stone surgery back then. People say it's going to be painful to pass that robot, but it won't, because it's no bigger than a grain of rice. And besides, they coat it with the lubricant, and it's guided into your body using magnets. But it'll probably be 10 to 20 years before this is available for regular people. Up next, there's an episode from Star Trek The Next Generation where this guy is brought out of cryonic suspension and thought that his savings could buy the Enterprise and didn't realize that money was useless in the future. I'd imagine Bitcoiners feeling the same way. In a post-scarcity economy like Star Trek, where material goods are pretty much free when money is no longer needed, Star Trek says the goal in the future will be to better yourself. I agree to a certain point. I think it'll be more about the attention economy. Number nine, here's one of those people looking for attention while pretending they aren't. She's just trying to share with everyone that she rescued this dog from the pound. And odds are you know that she's doing more than just posing with that good boy. Here's what it's like when you're a pup that thought he was going to get some peanut butter, but she just ended up taking selfies. Talk about bait and switch. Moving on, here in Toronto, here are the cities most wanted according to the police. Anyone else notice a certain pattern of enrichment here? But it's racist because I don't see a single white dude. Yet at the same time, white people are constantly being told that we're the oppressors. The left will argue that people of color are being oppressed, and that's why they have no choice but to commit crimes. And people around here wonder why they can no longer keep their doors unlocked. Number 11, this British mom was convinced of a hate crime for calling the man who beat her up the F-word, or F-A-G-G-O-T. Actual violence against a woman will get you a lesser sentence than calling the person beating you a homophobic slur. That's the level of insanity we're at right now. The UK's gone crazy. Sam sold anti-immigration stickers and got 2 years in prison, while a migrant that raped a kid only got 180 hours worth of community service. It's definitely a trend. Up next, here are two photos of John Lennon 1 year apart. Remember, guys, that this is what marriage does to a man. How much you want to bet that he's just pretending to be bass and it took him a whole year to grow that mustache? The reason he looks like he aged 10 years and only one is because the Beatles were introduced to acid in 1966. I'm sure there were many trips at that point. But I still think it was Yoko because he also met her in that same year. Number 13, a new term just dropped called quiet divorcing. It's similar to quiet quitting where you do the minimum required to keep your job but no more. So women are increasingly doing the minimum required to keep their marriages going too. That's no different than what a woman in long-term relationships are doing with most men these days. They don't cook, clean, and communicate, and if they're attracted to you, they have sex with you, so you stick around. Western women already checked out of relationships decades ago. Moving on, do you think that John Candy's son is being genuine in honoring his father by recreating his iconic look from Trains, Planes, and Automobiles? Or do you think he's fallen for female attention-seeking behaviors? I think he's being genuine because if he's anything like his father, then that's a good thing. Because I've never heard anyone say anything bad about John Candy. One guy started working for SCTV and didn't know who Candy was, and asked him for help lift some stuff on set, and Candy did. Number 15, here's an actual historical account of the Greeks coming to Africa to learn from the wise men at the time. Anyone believing this is insane because we have the DNA of mummies and they're more Middle Eastern than African. But they'll continue to say that we was pharaohs and sheet. I saw the Temple of Abu Simbel myself and the giant figures didn't look African to me. But the smaller slave figures carved into it definitely look sub-Saharan. Up next, here's the current state of the job market in Ontario, Canada. This guy with 4 years of IT experience hasn't received a single caller interview in the last 3 months and is now panicking. That's what happens when you flood the country with Jeets that take the IT jobs and they only hire their own. It's not economic collapse, but more like ethnic replacement. In 2015, coal miners needed to learn to code. And today, coders need to learn how to coal mine. Number 17, the Campbell Soup Company says that they're proud to make their food with quality ingredients. They put out this announcement as damage control after Martin Bally, its vice president, said that their products were for poor people that don't mind eating bioengineered meat and chicken that came from a 3D printer. Martin was fired and this sparked a controversy to force companies to prove that they aren't using lab-grown meat in their products. Moving on, this police trainee was banned from the force for life after giving up secrets about the force to her drug dealer husband. I know what you're thinking. I can fix her. And I bet that he left her after he got all that knowledge from her. But what I want to know is, where's the punishment? Because after all, she was helping a criminal, and besides being let go, she wasn't fined or imprisoned in any way. More female pretty privilege, I suppose. Number 19, here's what it's like when there are 1600 years between these two types of women. Maybe we should aim to meet somewhere in the middle. In the 16th century, European women were outraged by women being uncovered and showing too much skin. Yet today, European women are outraged and Muslim women for not showing enough skin. But it's not all that bad. As Western civilization has continued to progress, Islam seems to be stuck inside a time warp or something like it. Up next, we've gone to the point where piracy sites have less ads than YouTube. Ads on either of them wouldn't matter if we were using something like the Brave browser to block them. And that's from me, who makes money from YouTube ads. It got so bad recently that YouTube started taking ads off my videos, dropping my revenue. They reduced it from 2 ad breaks, one in the beginning and another one in the middle instead of 3 or 4 like they used to have. Maybe their greed finally caught up with them. Number 21, whatever do you suppose is causing 1/3 of American women aged 18 to 28 to say that they're alphabet people? I think a lot of it is due to peer pressure. As per usual, they're faking it to fit in and be more popular. It could also be something called the lesbian pill too. The women prefer to be with a man that's in the top 20%, and if they can't have him, then they prefer to be with a woman instead. Does anyone know if the lesbian pill is true or not? Moving on, here's a great question that we all need an answer to. Why there's a sex offender registry but not a murderer registry? I'm sure that most of us would love to know if one of them was living next door to someone after serving 10 to 20 years in prison. Of course, that would piss people off that murderers would be let go out of prison so quickly. You might even go as far as to say that some of them got away with murder, even though they were caught for it. Number 23, welcome to Canada, where 23,000 people died waiting for medical care last year. Meanwhile, our government is giving refugees and migrants $5,000 to $10,000 a month and putting them up in hotels. It's absolutely sickening. They're pushing people into the grave by not adequately funding healthcare, while giving help to their replacements. But if you're a Canadian and if you think to go down to the States to pay for healthcare, which might be better, actually the outcomes down there are even worse, believe it or not. Unfortunately, the real solution is to fly overseas and get multiple opinions. Up next, wow, here's the state of how clueless Aussie politicians are. Senator Bragg is asking why YouTube is being banned, and meanwhile he voted for the bill to ban it. The ban isn't really a ban. It just means that as of December 10th, 2025, minors will not be able to create or maintain YouTube accounts if they're under the age of 16. For everyone else, they'll have to show their government ID or face recognition to have a YouTube account. Most people won't do it though. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Jaden Smith? He looks like he's turned into Jada Jr. And seriously, there are tons of photos like this one of him looking extremely feminine. I think Jada's behind this, and sons don't randomly turn trans. Turd-flinging monkey shared with me that meanwhile Carlton looks like he's winning in life. His kids don't even look half black, and a couple of them look whiter than Wonder Bread. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.